is there a way to make that federally authorized project more resilient, more effective? That funding came out about 3 years ago. Army Corps contacted us. We discussed different ideas to make the beach fill more effective. Our request was twofold. One was to evaluate groins again along the beachfront. And the second request was to extend the seawall northerly to the four-wheel drive entrance. So it took the Army Corps a couple years to go through their studies and determined that there is a federal interest to review those options and take them to the next step. So it's very good news. It's just very preliminary at this point. What it means is they are committed to fund 50% of the next phase, which is the developing of the study and the cost-benefit analysis to determine, as you may recall, every federal project has to have a positive cost-benefit analysis. So you can't have a project cost more than what the benefits would be realized. So that's the next step. And to that end, we're looking for a funding partner. I've reached out to the DEP, Bureau of Coastal Engineering. I spoke with the manager, and he seems agreeable to support this continuation of this study. Nothing's in writing yet, so I'm cautiously optimistic, but it appears that the state of New Jersey may partner with the Army Corps and take us through these next steps. So nothing guaranteed, but at least it's on the table again for consideration, and potentially we would look forward to some enhancements there.
So what we're saying is that the Army Corps of Engineer has agreed that there's interest to lengthen the seawall about the length of a football field to the entrance where the four-wheel drive come on, and put some groins there on that north Upper East Side beach. And on top of that, we're getting a beach replenishment this fall there at the Upper East Side beach. And the best of all, we have ice cream sales at that part of the beach now. It's a good year for the Upper East Side beaches.
This is, and Jim Rotella would know, this is very significant. I can tell you from, and Ed knows too, having dealt with this for a number of years, there was no interest in all of our prior discussions about having any type of analysis done on hard structures. So the change to include the groins, seawalls we have, but the change to include the groin in the study, or groins, there could be several, or jetties as we call them in Brigantine. This is a significant development that they're showing some interest in a hard structure or a jetty or a groin in those areas.
I can tell you those jetties are really effective. When I first started my career on the beach patrol back in 1994, I was on 20th Street as a rookie, and I remember going out and doing rescues out and around the jetties. By the time I left the beach patrol, well over 20 years later, the jetties were completely filled in by sand, and my lifeguard stand would sit well past where the water would be, so it's really helped to grow and protect the center of the island. So it'd be good to see that protect the north end of the island as well.
Ed, recognizing, of course, this is all very preliminary, it does sound very good. Is there any idea yet, design-wise, would this be sort of an extension perpendicular to the terminus of the existing seawall along the dune line, or would it angle through, or?
So there's, at this point, no. So the federal interest determination is really a kind of a judgment that do the Army Corps feel that there's a possibility that the construction of these groins would extend the life of the beach nourishment and provide additional protection so that, because that's what you're looking for. You're looking for those cost savings, either in damages, property damage, or losses of equipment time and debris removal and things like that. But you also have the possibility of extending that the life of the beach film, which would be a cost savings to the Army Corps. So at this point, it is simply them using the judgment saying, we feel that this may work and may be a positive cost-benefit analysis. The next phase is just that, is all right, what would you need? Do you need two of them? Do you need three of them? Will they be T-type groins? Would they be straight perpendicular like the ones we have? Will they be low-profile ones, which seems to be the latest trend anyway, where you want water to be able to wash over